Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. You want to get in on this last segment, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm going to bring back CJ in just a minute, but I'm going to remind everybody, if you want to debate me, there are three rules. Do not deflect off the questions or topic that is at hand, because if we do that, we just end up running around in circles and we're not actually talking about the same thing. The second one is, again, don't disinform. And the third one is try not to disrespect or basically discriminate by grouping people by identity characteristics. I had another question for you, CJ, about the mass deportations. And that is, what if they round people up and they end up deporting actual citizens? Would that make it a failure, or is that a cost of doing business here? What do you think? CJ, you there? Hey, CJ, are you there? Okay, I guess CJ's not there. If he rejoins, we'll maybe try to bring him back. My question to everybody is, listen, Trump has promised mass deportations. I've got a twofold question, like how many, right? And the second question is, if while they are engaging in the deportations, they actually end up deporting a U.S. citizen, you know, is that a problem? What do you think, CJ? Is that okay, or is it just a cost of doing business?
If could you repeat the question?
Oh, sure,
again?
Sure. My question is, if while they're deporting people, they end up, because say someone's name is like Raul Sanchez, right? And there's 50 Raul Sanchez's, and they pick up the wrong one and fly the wrong one to Colombia, and the Raul Sanchez that they picked up is a citizen. And let's say this happens a lot. Is that a problem? Do you care? Or is that just
certainly
the cost of doing business?
No, certainly I do. And I thought the Biden-Harris administration did a wonderful job vetting, right? Yeah. I mean, they aren't even required. They're flying them all over the country. That was Lake and Riley's killer, was flown
who's now
from
been
New York.
Who's now been convicted.
Without even an ID.
Okay, CJ.
Is that not a fact, Maggie? That's a
CJ.
Fact, right?
I think it is an absolute failure. It is a failure of our systems when people that have...
No, it's a failure of the Biden-Harris administration.
You don't think...
It's not a failure
CJ, do you really think that criminals didn't enter while Donald Trump illegally entered this country while Donald Trump was president? Do you really think that not a single person who came here illegally committed more crimes here during Donald Trump's term? Do you think the system itself also needs reform?
They could enforce, he could reinstate the laws today that he executive ordered away.
That's not how executive orders work, CJ. An executive order cannot override existing enacted law. That's not true.
91 executive orders. From Biden.
Yeah, do you know how many Donald Trump signed? Do you know how many? My point, CJ, is an executive order cannot overrule existing law. That's not how they work. Executive orders can deal with and dispatch executive branch agency within the legal structures that already exist. They cannot override existing law. No, sir.
I told you about Lathan Riley's murderer. Did the Biden-Harris administration.
CJ, I want to talk about the future. Can we talk about the future? Yes, I'll concede all of the points that you want to make about Lake and Riley. But my question is, how are the mass deportations going to be executed in a way that is successful by whatever metric you're going to use and yet avoids actually deporting citizens and people who are here legally and who are protected by our Constitution? How is that going to work? How are we going to know it's a success?
If they deport one illegal, that's a success.
Okay, well then Obama was a success and so is Joe Biden. That ain't the standard, CJ. You just told me all the reasons why it's not. And it can't be the standard that one illegal person or person who is not legally here commits a crime here because there were people who did that under Donald Trump. So that's not the standard. That's bogus. What is actual standard?
You've heard Trump state and his administrations and candidates say they're going to go after the most dangerous right off the bat.
How many?
Find them. And they're going to deport them.
How are they going to find them? How are they going to find them?
It shouldn't be an issue, should it, with the Biden-Harris? They did such a great job.
CJ, for crying out loud, let's concede all of the failures of the Biden administration. Abject failure. Tell me how you're going to find the most dangerous people that are here illegally. How are you going to do it?
Well, I'm going to keep ISIS intact. That's something your candidate wanted to disband. And you know what?
Donald Trump won the election, CJ. That's why we're talking about the Trump administration, my friend. Not getting anywhere there on the deportation. I'm going to change the topic, CJ. CJ, can I change the topic? I'm going to change the topic because we're not making any progress. Let's talk about inflation, CJ.
How
do we know? CJ, are you going to play ball with me or do I have to drop you? Because you and I aren't making any inroads on the deportation question. I want to ask you a question about inflation. I want to ask you. Okay, well, that's not going to. Never mind. I tried, y'all. I did. Inflation. My question to all of you is, how will Donald Trump's success be judged? If inflation goes up, is he a failure? We'll keep discussing this, y'all. I'm Maggie Dawn. I got a jet, but I'll be here for overtime with Dom Salvia. That's up next. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together, even with CJ, my friend. Y'all take care.